We have two items remaining, and they are the item that was pulled from consent, which is 465, and
477.
Thank you. And Mr. Schaff and his team are here, so if you just read both of those items.
465, amend a contract with Baseline Industrial Construction, Inc., for additional rock excavation to complete the Alder Creek Fish Passage Project for an amount not to exceed $137,898.477. Authorize a contract and provide payment for the construction components of the Road 10 Milepost 0.6-1.8 project as defined in the Bull Run Roads Asset Management Plan at an estimated cost of $685,000.
Mr. Fish.
David Schaff.
I will introduce the two parties as we work through the both of these ordinances. The Alder Creek Fish Passage, in May of 2005, the council directed the Water Bureau to develop a habitat conservation plan to obtain the long-term regulatory compliance that we needed with both the Endangered Species Act and the water quality requirements of the Clean Water Act. We worked with a partnership that I think you're all aware of, federal, state, and local governmental agencies and non-governmental agencies called the Sandy River Basin Partners to develop a comprehensive and cost-effective set of mitigation actions to address the impacts of Portland's drinking water system on the Bull Run River and then the larger Sandy River populations. These are described in the Bull Run Habitat Conservation Plan that the council passed in 2008. It's a 50-year plan for improving fish habitat, and each measure must be implemented following a set schedule. The Alder Creek Fish Passage is one of those projects, and we have a change order, and we've pulled the item from the consent to give a high-level review of this project. And now I'm going to turn it over to Mike Stewart, Chief Engineer of the Water Bureau, who can explain a little bit about what exactly the project is and why we had to do the change order.
So I thought that would be best done with a very short little slide presentation. This project is really kind of a cool project. We're out on Highway 26. Going up to Mount Hood in the vicinity of Brightwood. You can see a bridge there in the lower left picture, and we're actually underneath that bridge. And that's kind of key here. We're underneath an ODOT active highway bridge. What you have is a natural waterfall, and one of the deals we made in the HCP was to spend funds to better the fisheries in the area, and we needed basically a fish ladder to get around this little waterfall. So the waterfall's right underneath the bridge. So what we're here today to talk about really is over-excavation of rock. And doing rock excavation is extremely difficult to estimate what the quantities are going to be in the first place. And in order, we would normally do a survey to do this, but we would have had to shut the stream off to do the survey. You kind of get an idea of what it's going to be like from walking around it with the stream walking in it, but we didn't want to shut the stream down twice. That's a permitting issue. So we made our best estimate of the quantities and carried on. So what you see here is a sandbag dam when we came in to build it. We come in at low flow, build a sandbag dam, run the water around in a pipe that you can see. The next thing that makes this thing difficult, as I mentioned two or three times, we're on Highway 26, we're underneath the bridge, we can't blast. All of this work here, partly to protect the stream and partly because we're underneath an active highway bridge, was done by hand. You didn't see the usual dose of track-mounted drills like you see when they're redoing I-5. This is all done by hand with a compressor, drilling holes, using expansive grout, picks, and shovels. That both protects the stream and doesn't endanger anybody above. And this is kind of artwork, too. It's kind of build it as you go. You don't know what exactly it looks like. And once you do the rock split, you don't know exactly what you got, and you just kind of build as you go. Then once we have chopped these pools so the salmon can migrate from one pool on up, you got to put in the concrete walls, and this again is all built by hand, all done with air compressor and drills. Build the formwork. It's all custom, not these cool things you see that are Tinker Toy kits like out at Powell Butte. It's all custom made. Hit the site, put the thing in, and there's what you have. Low flow periods, we can pass salmon. It's a very difficult project, I think a really interesting project. In this kind of a project, we do our best shot at what we think the quantity estimates are going to be. We recognize that there'll be more. I don't mind coming back across the street and explaining to you what we did. I think it's pretty good.
So essentially, this project is so we can put fish back in the water?
Right. And I really wanted to get a trained salmon to jump.
I've heard that expression
jump
somewhere recently.
I was told I couldn't do
it's
that.
It's a rhetorical comment. I'm sorry. It's
insider joke.
Insider joke. Questions from colleagues?
It was an insider joke.
Very inside.
Questions? Okay. I don't think there's anyone signed up to testify on this. So let's take
goes to a second.
That one goes to second, and then second item.
Okay, the next one is the Bull Run Road 10, milepost 0.6 to 1.8. With me is Scott Bryan. Scott's a former assistant county engineer in Skamania County. He's got experience in building and reconstructing roads in rural areas, and he's the project manager for this. So he's going to help me if I get over my head. The maintenance of the Bull Run Road system has been the responsibility of the Water Bureau since the adoption of the Bull Run Watershed Management Unit Agreement adopted in 2007. Road 10, as you probably know, is the primary route into the facility, into all of our facilities. Paving condition index rating shows that this road is in very poor condition, requiring reconstruction, repair, and resurfacing it. There are significant sections of the road through the project limits that do not meet established standards for safe use by large equipment, which we frequently have going through, and regular use by Portland Water Bureau and other agency personnel. The project includes the following things: construction of an additional road width, reconstruction of failed segments of the roadway, construction of lightweight fill to repair failures where the road crosses several landslide zones, and then paving and striping. We're anticipating proceeding in July of 2004 with construction to be complete in the summer and early fall of this year. We'll be putting it out to bid in June, and we'll be back to council with the contract sometime in June or July. Total budget cost is around $930,000. This includes the design, the construction, the management, the inspection, and the construction contract itself, which we anticipate to be around $685,000 with a moderate level of confidence at this point. Any questions?
Anyone to testify on this one? So if not, it moves to second reading. Thanks
Thank you very much
for your report. And we are adjourned until tomorrow afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you.
So have you had a chance to watch a fish going up the ladder yet?
Not on this one.
Yeah.
On this one, but Walker Creek up in our watershed, we've actually got pictures of them going through a, it's called a fish-friendly culvert.
Yeah, that'll be fun to see. Good job.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
We're on our way to Ithaca tomorrow, so I won't be here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. Give me a break.